It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
In a few minutes, the business of live rock and roll at this turning point in pandemic. I'm David Brancaccio. First, there's news. Exports from China are up. Some of it is the U.S. buying more stuff from China as recovery takes hold stateside. But it's also the terrible grip of the pandemic slowing factory production in India, with China the beneficiary. China's exports up 32% from a year ago. But what does that mean, given that a year ago was so awful? Here's the BBC's Claire Williamson.
A booming U.S. economy and the COVID-19 crisis in India, causing some orders to shift to China, are likely to have contributed to the strong export growth. But the recovery of the world's second largest economy still faces some major challenges. Analysts expect China's GDP growth to slow from the record 18.3% expansion in the January to March quarter. That comes as the pandemic disrupts supply chains around the world, slowing the movement of goods and pushing up the cost of shipping. The global shortage of microchips, which are used in everything from cars to phones, is also hurting manufacturers. Despite these hurdles, economists expect China's export growth to stay strong in the second half of this year, though, as American consumers continue to prop up demand. I'm the BBC's Claire Williamson for Marketplace.
We're expecting strong hiring in the U.S. jobs report in about an hour and a half. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up in the 2 to 3/10% range now. The CDC now has guidelines to get the cruise industry sailing again. One way to qualify is for cruise lines to round up test passengers willing to take trial voyages to see if health and safety measures actually work. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that.
Passengers for the test cruises must be vaccinated or prove they don't have any health issues. They'd be on board for at least 7 days, free of charge, and then get tested for COVID at the end.
Sweet. No, definitely. I think that would be really, really great.
College student Gilbert Escobedo in San Antonio, Texas, is more than happy to volunteer. He's been yearning for a relaxing vacation, and he's been fully vaccinated.
I think that now I'm feeling pretty comfortable health-wise.
There will likely be plenty of demand, says Asya Georgieva, a cruise industry analyst with Infinity Research. But she says most lines will opt not to do trial voyages and instead require universal vaccination, another way to meet CDC requirements.
It would be horrific for the industry, not just for one brand or for one company, if there was a COVID outbreak.
She says after cruise ship outbreaks made big headlines last year, the companies are eager to leave those pandemic associations in their wake. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
People whose jobs depend on performing in front of crowds are among the many trying to figure out when the time is right to get back to it as vaccinations take hold. Let's check in with a rocker, Adam Gardner, guitarist and singer for the band Guster. He's also co-director and founder of Reverb, a nonprofit that works to make concert tours more sustainable. Adam, good to connect again.
Hi, David. Good to hear your voice, too.
Yeah, I mean, people like you in the business of live performance have had a crushing year. You were in the middle of a tour when the lockdowns began last year?
Yeah, we were literally halfway through our tour. And, you know, we could slowly see the writing on the wall as we were progressing. And all of a sudden, we're like, maybe we shouldn't do meet and greets. We're not feeling safe. Maybe this isn't safe for our fans. So right as we were deciding ourselves internally to probably shut down the tour, then the entire country shut down.
So then there's nothing, but then what, you did one socially distanced concert in the summer, just one?
We all live in different states and different parts of the country, so we all kind of retreated back home, and I went through a bunch of panic modes. It's like, oh my God, what's going to happen? How are we going to do this? You know, between Reverb and Guster, my entire professional world, you know, both my full-time jobs are completely dependent on live music existing. So it was an existential question in a lot of ways. once the initial panic subsided a bit and we had a little more information, all of us collectively, as a country and as a world, you know, we were starting to see these little drive-in shows pop up and, of course, a bunch of live stream events. And we had this opportunity that we made a documentary around to play a drive-in show in New Hampshire last summer.
These are hard times. I'm breathing in the oxygen. I'm holding in.
And, you know, that many months into the quarantine, it was so great just to be back with my band and back with my bandmates. And this is the most normal I've felt since the shutdown. It was just being on stage with my band and playing to our fans.
So what are you thinking now? I mean, here we are, 2021. People are getting vaccinated. Are you going to put your toe back in and do some more live gigs?
You know, it's interesting. I think it's going to open up quite a bit. I think the challenge has been for consecutive touring is you need lead time on this. And the picture isn't, even today, isn't totally clear as to what can happen and what restrictions there will be, especially across the country from state to state. But, you know, we have seen announcements from Dave Matthews Band the end of July. They're going out and doing a looks like a very usual tour for them. And my nonprofit Reverb's been working with them for 17 years now and greening their tours. And so we're excited to see, like, okay, on the Reverb side, we can get back to work on tours because that's such a big part of what our nonprofit does.
Adam Gardner is the Guster guitarist, and he founded the nonprofit Reverb, which works to green concert venues and tours and festivals. Adam, always good to talk to you.
Thank you, David. Great to hear your voice again and connect. I know it's been a little while in this crazy year.
Yeah, there's a director's cut of our conversation where we explore the work Adam's doing with Reverb. It's not just the carbon dioxide belching from tour buses. Adam says at the typical outdoor venue, just take a look at your feet when you leave. Often what you see, right? A sea of plastic garbage. Marketplace.org to listen for more on that. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.